Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Karen Pughes. She is an author, speaker, and life coach. Karen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So just for our listeners to know, we have had over 1,000 guests around the world. Our listeners are from 92 countries. And in case you hear a pause between when I speak and Karen speaks, it's because Karen actually is deaf and she has an interpreter with her. But we are excited, frankly, because we love to invite people from all around the country and world with different challenges or whatever it might be. So Karen, thank you again for being on our show today.
Again, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So let's talk about this. I mean, what happened? Like you mentioned that you were born deaf or you had hearing. Tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Sure. I was born with normal hearing. I can remember being able to hear when I was a child. And I started losing my hearing in elementary school. And then in high school, I discovered the sport of barefoot water skiing, which is water skiing on your bare feet at high speed. And I fell. And the moment I climbed back into the boat, I had gone completely deaf. I could no longer hear my friend speaking. And I just thought I had water in my ears. And I thought, oh, you know, what little hearing I have will come back. But it never did.
So how old were you at the time when you stopped having hearing?
I was 19.
Wow. Now, many of us have various challenges, whether with an illness or a family death. How did you deal with that at that moment? Because that really is a turning point in your life.
I didn't deal with it very well at first. For the first couple of months, I really struggled. I had just transferred to a new university, and there were a lot of dark moments. I was struggling in class. And at one point I thought I contemplated ending it all because it was very difficult. I spent my entire life struggling at the hard of hearing person. And now I was dealing with being deaf. It was really difficult. But one morning I woke up and I realized I had a choice. I could continue to struggle or I could embrace the journey. And I chose to embrace the journey. And it's been an amazing, beautiful ride ever since.
That's amazing. Karen, tell us how you got into the world of writing a book and being a speaker and a life coach. Again, if anyone wants to be inspired, I'm looking at Karen's LinkedIn profile right now and her book title as well as the cover. It looks amazing. It says Unwrapping Your Passion. I can't really read the subtitle, but talk to us about your book. It's called Unwrapping the Passion. Is it creating the life you want or creating the life you truly want? So unwrapping your passion.
On my 44th birthday, I tried barefoot water skiing again. And it had been more than 20 years and I couldn't even get my feet anywhere near the water. So at the age of 44, I felt like, oh my gosh, life is over. There's nothing to look forward to. Here I am smack dab in midlife, you know, gray hair coming, wrinkles coming, sagging body parts. I mean, that was my vision of growing older at that point. And then I saw a Today Show segment featuring a 66-year-old woman barefoot water skiing in Florida. I got in touch with her. She introduced me to Kit Sainon, the two-time world barefoot champion. And I flew down to Florida and I took my first barefooting lesson with Keith. And I got to meet Judy, the woman from the Today Show. And those two, that was 11 years ago. They changed my entire life because they gave me a glimpse of what is passion. We have the rest of our lives to engage in that amazing energy. No matter what age you are, you can tap into that energy anytime you want. So for me, I took up barefoot water skiing again. I competed for 4 years. And now I'm on a quest to barefoot water ski in all 50 states.
That is so inspiring, Karen. You remind me of a friend I have named Diana Nyad. She is a woman who is the only person in human history out of the 7.8 billion people in the world. She's the only person to swim from Cuba to Key West. It's 111 miles. It took her 50 plus hours. No one's ever done it. And this is after 5 attempts, after 30 years. And guess how old she was, Karen?
I think she was in her 60s, right?
Exactly. So I just want our listeners to know that wherever you are in life, whether you think you're too young, too old, too tall, too short, whatever it might be, Karen, you are a great example of, just like Diana, whether in her case she's swimming, in your case you're doing barefoot skiing, but really you also wrote a book about passion. So I encourage all our listeners to just really take you as an example, Karen, because ultimately, all of us are only here for one moment in time, and you have chosen to be a great example. And so talk to us about, when you say unwrapping your passion, how do you go about helping your clients unwrap their passion?
How I help people unwrap the gift of passion is to first by getting them to understand that it's a gift within us. We don't have to seek elsewhere for answers. It's within us. So one of the first things you do is look within. What brings you joy? What are some of the things that you are curious about? What actions can you take that bring more positive energy into your life? So those are some of the things that I explore with clients and get them to do and engage in things that bring joy into their life. Once you tap into that energy, your life is amazingly different.
That's phenomenal. Do you have any examples of clients that you've worked with and you can share with us the journey that you helped them move along?
Oh, absolutely. It happened to be my coworker, Stephanie. One night, 10:30 at night during a board retreat, I gave her the passion test. And the number one thing on the top of her passion test was to ride her tandem bike with her husband. She turned around and gave her husband the passion test. His number one thing was to ride the tandem bike with his wife. So right then and there in January, they bought snow tires for their bike and they have been riding every single day, week, month since then. And it's been over 2 years.
That's so inspiring. What encourage you to write this book? Because again, your life is inspiring and you chose to write this book because someone asked you to, or you just felt that that brings you joy.
I've always wanted to be a writer since I was 9 years old, and I wasn't honoring that dream. I've since written 14 books. So writing is just another passion of mine. I just decided to honor it.
But 14 books, that's you can have passion, because people often talk about passion, but how do you actually do that work? Because that's not easy for anyone, frankly.
The way I think of it is every single moment in our day, we make decisions. And we can make the decision to tap into the energy of passion, or we can make the decision to tap into negative energy. Every single given moment of the day, we have that power to decide. And it's up to us to make the decisions and put them into action so that we can live what I call our moments in our life.
That's great, Karen. The last question I have is, I have a friend named Matthew Von Fossen, one of the most inspiring people I've ever met in my life. He had sight when he was growing up, but he lost sight, I think around the same age as you, like 19 or 20 in college. And when I met him, he was in his 30s, but he asked me a question. Well, actually, yeah, he asked me a question. Well, I think I asked him, what's the most challenging thing about being blind? And he said, because the world is created for sighted people, people that have sight. And then when he asked me about being an entrepreneur, what is the most challenging thing for being an entrepreneur, I said, well, most people live more of a non-entrepreneur conventional life. And so the question I have for you, Karen, because I want to really inspire people through your example. What's the most challenging thing to being a deaf person?
The most challenging thing is that I live in a world that's not accessible, especially with the masses going on. I can't lip read people. So that is the biggest challenge for me, is that I get cut off from people when communication access goes down.
Interesting. And what is the most inspiring thing about being a deaf person?
I sleep really well at night.
That's a great example, Karen. I mean, I grew up as an extrovert. I'm pretty sure I had ADHD. I talked all the time. I got punished. And now the older I get, I'm much more of an introvert. And I actually always say that silence to an introvert is paradise in heaven, and noise to an introvert is frankly hell. And it's and in your case, when you talk about sleep, we all need more sleep. And so that's a great way to share your unique perspective, Karen. Thank you so much for being on our show today. How can our guests connect with you, hire you, and read your book?
You can find me at KarenPutz.com or AgelessPassions.com. And thank you so much for having me here.
Great. Karen, again, thank you so much for sharing your story. And again, I remind all of our listeners, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever challenges you have, I hope you take Karen's example. And she's definitely inspired me and re-inspired me to just keep focusing on unwrapping my passion. So Karen, thanks so much and have a great day.
You too, Christopher. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.